Hi there, and welcome to Open Mic here on Moorhead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with Dr. Scott Davison with the Daniel Boone Rails to Trails Project. Scott, thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
The Rails to Trails program, I guess, as a whole, has kind of been around for a while. I've heard about it before, and basically it's rehabbing old rail beds into walking, hiking, biking trails. Now we have some empty rail beds that are right here in downtown, and you are proposing a project that starts right downtown.
That's right. So there's been some version of our group, the Rails to Trails group, around in the area for maybe 25 years almost, trying in various ways to get a rail trail going. When the train stopped running on these tracks, unfortunately, tracks themselves reverted back to private owners. So access in a direct way. Other communities imagined that they could take advantage of that situation and use those rights of way that were granted. And we let them slip through our fingers, unfortunately. So now if we want to use the rails, we have to get easements from private owners. So there is a stretch that we have in the city on the old rail bed that would become part of our trail. And the folks who own those places have granted recreational easement agreements with the city for us to pass through. So a portion of our trail would be on the old rail bed. Most of it, the phase we're proposing in the first project, would not be on a rail bed per se, although it kind of looks like one. Our group is called Rails to Trails, and that is our goal. And unfortunately, in Moorhead, there's just not a lot of rails to become trails anymore.
Yeah.
So we're doing our best to make use of the best way we can go from one place to another.
The project that you guys are proposing starts right there at the Memorial Tree Walk, which is on the city side of the creek. If you cross that creek, you're into City Park.
Yes, on Bridge Street. That's right.
But that's not a rail bed? It looks like it would be a rail bed.
I know. It does. That raised berm is an Army Corps of Engineers project. I think it might be related to water control, and modifying it would require permission from the Army Corps. But, yeah, it looks like that. It's not quite wide enough to be a rail bed, but it does, yeah. And there's a sort of existing walkway on top of that stretch there that goes from the city park toward along the 60 and toward the shopping center area where we have KFC and Fazoli's and the cinema and everything, Buffalo Wild Wings. So we're suggesting that we sort of finish or put a surface in the Memorial Tree Park area to make that more passable, and then keep going along the top of that berm over to Oxley Branch of Triplet Creek, where we would have to cross. And so there would be a bridge involved there, and we've looked at a lot of different options there. We tried for a few years to get sort of local engineering and local consultation to try to get an inexpensive way to cross there. And many years ago, before I was involved in the project, there was an attempt to build a wooden bridge and put it there, and it wasn't really adequate. So we're anxious to do this properly, and we discovered that in that area you have to have permissions from the Division of Transportation and Water. It's complicated because of the flooding. Mm-hmm. And so if you go down closer toward Triplet Creek, it's a shorter crossing, but then you're down in where there's commonly water passing, and so you have to clean it up a lot. So we consulted with the Palmer Engineering Company out of Lexington. They do a lot of trail development, and they're one of three firms that are pre-approved for designing stream crossings in the state. So we looked at that maybe three times with them, and they recommended a certain way to cross. And so we think this is the best way. It's expensive. It'll be very high visibility, though, this bridge we're proposing. This is one of the busiest intersections in town, where the 32 meets the 60. And we think this will help to really publicize the existence of the trail and encourage people to use it. So the bridge would be close to the 60 right there, where it crosses Oxley Branch. And that's the piece that's missing right now. You can't really go from here to there because of that branch. You have to go up on the 60 to cross over the branch of the creek. So, and then you're competing with the traffic on the 60, which is not something I recommend.
No. As someone who lives downtown, that's just an intersection that I try to avoid as much as possible. So if I had an alternate way to get over there that didn't involve traffic, that would be That'd be great for my family, of course.
Yeah, alternate transportation is one of the big focuses of this whole effort, really. You can see a drone video of this area, by the way. If you go to our Facebook page, Daniel Boone Rails to Trails, there is a drone video there. You can sort of see exactly what we're talking about here, a very short video. But, yeah, we'd like people to be able to get from one side of town to the other without competing with the traffic on the 60. You know, someday I can imagine a kid riding a bike from Clearfield over to the city park to go to the splash pad or to play a sport, and eventually on to Rodburn. And so you could get from one side of the other of town without competing with automobile traffic. And, of course, we have predictions, and you can see this happening already, that where the surrounding counties are predicted to shrink, Round County is predicted to grow. Mm-hmm. And we already have tremendous amounts of traffic passing through that intersection every day. It's staggering, the number of cars that drive through. Mm-hmm. So this proposed trail with the bridge would also let MSU students cross the 60 and then go along the Memorial Tree Walk and over to the Fazoli's Buffalo Wild Wings Cinema area without driving. And we think that's an important piece for the students on campus here to be able to get from one place to the other without driving, especially if people go to Buffalo Wild Wings and there's alcohol involved. We don't want people to be driving. Nobody wants that. So when I talked to the Student Government Association, they were pretty excited about this option. It's only 1.1 miles from ADUC to Buffalo Wild Wings along this proposed path. So it's not a long walk. It's, you know, maybe 12 or 15 minutes. And that changes what it means to be on campus if you're a student and you don't have a car. Mm-hmm. A lot of students don't have cars. Only about 40% of the students have parking passes, so we know a lot of students don't have cars.
Right.
So we think it's a big plus for them, and that's why we're asking them to help us too in terms of raising the funds, because we think they're going to really benefit.
Now, you have gone to a couple different entities, I guess SGA being one, and then also the City Council and the Round County Fiscal Court, and you've asked all these groups to chip in and help make this project become a reality. But let's talk a little bit. Tell me, how much is the project going to cost? We're talking about a little over, or just about a mile of trail. But what's the price tag for that much trail?
Yeah, we have gone through the process of applying for a number of grants to try to fund this, and that's how most communities get these things going. So we had applied, the county actually applied for a TAP grant for about $1 million that we haven't heard back yet, but it's been a long time, so we think we didn't get it. And we applied for a recreational trails program grant through the Gateway Area Development folks who helped us put that together for the Memorial Tree section. And we haven't heard back, but it's been over a year. So we're going to meet with them actually next week and talk about the next grant cycle. So we're hoping to get some some support from grants. That's typically how communities do this. But having tried that for a couple of years now, we decided it might be time for us to pull together as a local community and just get the first phase of this done. So we've divided a trail up into three sections. This first section would be the part that gets developed first, the one I was describing. And so we decided to approach the city and the county, like you said, and tourism and the student organizations and the local community. And that effort just began, really. So the section we're talking about here, based on the estimates we have from the Palmer folks in Lexington and the Pax Walker folks here locally who helped us develop a plan for the Memorial Tree Walk, is about $430,000. And we're hoping it's going to come in a little less than that, but we're confident that if we had that amount, then we could do this.
Right.
And so, fortunately, we received a substantial private gift, which I can't talk about today, but soon I should be able to talk about, that enables us to offer a match. So we're going to these groups and saying, we want this much from you, but this is how much we're going to put up. And we're offering to put up more than anybody else. Mm-hmm. And so we don't have enough to pay for the whole trail. Obviously, that's what we would do. But this gift that we're about to receive is going to make it possible for us to match contributions, hopefully for the three phases we imagine. We're hopeful that that's going to be true. So we have gone to the City Council and Round County Fiscal Court because we know that they're making plans for the next fiscal year. So we've asked to be included to a significant degree to start funding this project. And we've asked tourism for a significant contribution. I went to the Student Government Association, and I didn't ask them for money, but I asked the student organizations to see how they might help us to raise some money. Just $5,000 was what I was hoping they would be able to raise. And I still need to meet with some of those organizations and do my little presentation to explain the benefits of this to them. So this, like I said, the fundraising effort is just getting started.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, April 10th at 7 o'clock at the Coffee Tree Books, we'll be having a meeting where we're asking people to come out and help us to do some planning and maybe contribute to one of our committees about fundraising or future planning or trailhead development, look at some playground equipment. There's a lot of work to be done in terms of the future direction of the trail. So we're hoping people will come out on April 10th and join us, or if they can't come, if they'll let us know they're interested, our Facebook page provides a way to contact us.
And what time is that meeting?
7 o'clock in the evening in the Coffee Tree Books on April 10, Wednesday.
Okay, so that's coming up fast.
Yeah.
And we'll be able to have a little bit of a chat and kind of learn about what you guys have got planned and how you as a community member can help make this project become a reality. And on that note, we're going to take a quick break here on Open Mic. We'll be right back right after this.
The Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling will host a Woodsongs Coffee House concert at 7 p.m. on Thursday, April 25th, featuring Americana folk duo Jen and Chris Schaus.
Well, his daddy built the cellar in the fall of 65.
Tickets are $8 for adults and $5 for students. Woodsongs Coffee House concert featuring Jen and Chris Schaus at the Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling, 7 p.m. on Thursday, April 25th.
And we're back here on Open Mic here on Moorhead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with Dr. Scott Davison with the Daniel Boone Rails to Trails Project. Thanks again, Scott, for being here on the show.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk a little bit about this project, but it's not just for MSU students.
That's right. It's really important to recognize this is a change in our downtown infrastructure that benefits everybody. So the path is going to be a place where people of all ages and abilities can pass. And so you could go there with your kids and your grandkids or your parents or your grandparents. And it's going to be a place where people can have some activity and recreation. We know health is always an issue in every community. In some cases, in our community, more pressing. And the most important thing for health is remaining active. But how do you remain active if you're an older person? We have lots of opportunities for younger people, which are great. I'm happy to participate in, for instance, City League sports. I think those are terrific. My kids were all participated in those. But if you're an older person, you find yourself typically watching those events and not participating, unless you can be a coach, which is also great. But this would be an opportunity for everybody to do something, to go from one side of town to the other. And I was doing the math on the Google Maps the other day because I'm trying to figure out how far it is from downtown Moorhead to the beginning of this trail, from the corner of Pasquale's on Main Street, for instance, to the beginning of the trailhead. And I tried to imagine in my head how far it was because there's a trend these days for people to have business meetings that are walking instead of sitting. They're trying to counter this problem we have, which is all of our work is done sitting behind a computer screen.
Right. Okay.
So this is a trend. So I thought it's probably a quarter of a mile, maybe half. But then I did the math. I actually looked at the map, and it's only it's less than 900 feet from the corner of Pasquale's to the trailhead. It's very short, less than 3 football fields.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really accessible, and I think it's going to change the whole flow of downtown. People could walk from downtown to Fazoli's now along the trail and walk back. They could meet on the trail. I think people will do things socially on the trail. It's a place for people to be. There will be benches where they can socialize. And, of course, it connects to City Park, where we have a picnic area, to these sources of food. And that generates all kinds of interesting opportunities for business. Other communities have studied the economic impact of trails that connect one place to another. It's quite significant.
Mm-hmm.
So also, if you're booking a conference downtown at the conference center or with the new downtown hotel, people always want to know, what can you do downtown besides going to the conference? You know, and we have a lot of great things to do, a lot of great trails, but this will be a trail that's accessible to everyone. So most of our trails are up in the woods, and they're beautiful and amazing and world-class, but not everybody can hike up to the ridge.
Right.
This is an opportunity for people to get some activity in that doesn't require a strenuous workout. So we're hoping kids are going to learn how to ride a bike on this trail, and people are going to push their strollers in their wagons, and it's going to be like a long, thin public square that we don't really have in Moorhead. So we're pretty excited about the impact of this on the local community and the flow of traffic through downtown. And we're just getting a lot of community feedback, a lot of interest in this. There was a commission, Recreation Commission, developed a couple of years ago that led to the creation of the splash pad downtown because the community preference was for some form of water recreation. But the next two vote getters in the survey, the community survey, which had a very good response rate, about 16%, which is pretty significant by mail and email. The next two vote getters after water recreation were bike trails and walking trails. And what we're suggesting is something that does both of those. And if you added those votes together, you'd actually get more than the number of votes for the water park. So we know there's a lot of support in the community, a lot of interest. And I think we're going to be surprised to see how many people are actually out there on the trail. People will be able to meet there, come from one side and the other. And we think it's just going to change the whole feel and flavor of downtown. It's one of those livability projects that changes what we have to offer.
There's a lot of people who walk on Main Street. You see a lot of walking traffic up and down. We have some great shops there and some great places to eat on Main Street. And that's a really great part. But you're surrounded by, on both sides, these buildings. And it's not that they're tall buildings and they block out the beautiful area that we live in, but Moorhead's nestled in this beautiful little valley. And that moving some traffic over to that side on the other side of 60 next to the creek is going to be, I say creek, and it's a pretty big one.
Right.
I was over in that area yesterday and taking a look, and I was thinking, if this trail happens, this is going to be a beautiful place to go and take pictures, to just enjoy the scenery, to enjoy the spring colors, the fall colors that happen, and just and take in the summertime feel. And if there's a surface, then maybe we don't have to worry about the things like ticks and bugs and things like you would so much as if you're hiking in the woods.
Yeah, I think that's right. And you make two really great points there. And we have beautiful natural resources here. The creek is beautiful. It's been, there's a lot of work has been done on the creek lately. April Reefer had some grant work there. The middle of it's been cleaned up quite a bit. It looks very different than it did a couple of years ago. And the problem is that people can't see it when they drive by. It's a really huge asset, and the city has talked about having a canoe and kayak launch on the other side next to the splash pad, and this would be another way to access that area. So walking along the creek, there's a lot of good evidence that walking outside in nature is good for you mentally and physically, and this will provide access to that area that we don't really have in place because it will let you go from one place to another. And so, yeah, I think that's right. It's a really great part of where we live, and it's just not easily accessed right now. And you mentioned the surface, and I want to say something about that, because the first part of the trail passes through this memorial tree walk area where you have a bunch of trees that have been planted in memory of loved ones who have passed away. And the forest folks are active in developing that area and working on planting more trees and labeling the ones that are there. And we've consulted with them, worked with them, tried to get a plan that would preserve that area intact, but still really enhance the traffic through there. And so in conjunction with the UK Extension Office and some other folks, we've developed a surface plan for that area, which involves a porous paving grid. It kind of looks like a plastic, a grid that you attach to a substrate, and then you fill it on top with things. So we discovered that limestone gravel is bad for the trees. It changes the pH in the soil. Mm-hmm. This is all something we didn't know. None of us is an expert in trail development. We're all volunteers.
Right.
We're a nonprofit organization. Nobody gets paid for any of this work. So we had to learn everything as we went along. But we discovered that if we use brick dust and brick chips, that would not alter the soil. And so the idea is to lay down a heavier layer of this brick chips and then this porous paving grid and then fill that on top with brick dust, which is a sort of finer version of the brick chips. And so you're going to have a kind of hard-packed, gravelly surface that doesn't wash away but is sort of raised off the ground and protects the roots of the trees, permits drainage to pass through. And so it solves a bunch of problems at once. If you've been down there lately, there's a lot of exposed roots. There's a lot of drainage problems. Mm-hmm. It gets muddy. And so we think this is going to address those things. in a way that is attractive and helpful to everybody. And we think we're going to go in that manner, that sort of surface, maybe all the way over to the bridge. And then once we cross the bridge and go behind the supermarket or the shopping center area, we may switch over to a more traditional paving surface, because that's kind of the gold standard for this sort of path. But because of the sensitive nature of that tree area, we had to devise a new solution that would protect everything there. So,
now, and since we're talking about materials that we're going to use to build things, I wanted to talk a little bit about the bridge itself. I know that you guys have a plan, an idea, design. So
right.
Tell me a little bit about what you guys have in mind for the bridge.
Yeah, so we've explored a number of possibilities for that area, like I said, trying to take advantage of local engineering and expertise in terms of water flow and so on. And what the Palmer folks have recommended is to sort of stay up out of the drainage area there. And what they're recommending is a prefabricated bridge that gets dropped down onto concrete footings from a crane. They're manufactured in Ohio, not far away, by a company called Contec. And they have an 8-foot wide usable surface across the length of the bridge that's made of treated lumber, so you can service that and replace that surface on your own. Mm-hmm. And the structure itself is made of iron with a rusting finish, so you don't have to paint it or ever mess with it. And it's quite beautiful. And I can't remember exactly how long it would be from one side of the bank to the other, but it would be visible from the 60, like I said before. So it's it'll be a really prominent piece of our trail to have this bridge right there. And we would expect that it would make the trail itself highly visible. So from the memorial tree part, where it begins at the trailhead there, you can't really see the 60, and you're not up against there, and that's good. You're down by the creek. But when you get up to cross this Oxley branch, there's not a lot of other places across. You sort of have to stay close to the 60. So the advantage of that is it becomes a really visible place, and that'll be a part of the project to attract people to use it, too. You see people going back and forth. You wonder, where are they going? What are they doing?
Mm-hmm.
So we're pretty excited about that bridge.
And then with it being prefabricated, basically once you guys get the concrete poured, they just bring it in and drop it down and you're ready to go.
Yeah, they bolt it on and you're ready to go. That's right, yeah.
So there's not a lot of time that you have to do with construction.
Well, there's some work in terms of engineering. Sorry.
No problem. I can edit it out.
There's some engineering work on the front end. They have to do soil sampling and determine what kind of footers they have to build. But yeah, once they get that part done and once they grade everything so that it's ADA compliant, they really do just drop the bridge down and bolt it on and you're pretty much ready to go. So that would be a great moment, to see that happen in a day.
Mm-hmm.
When they come over and drop a bridge on there. And we'll have the logo for the trail, which has been designed by the Tourism Commission, which is complements other logos in town. We'll have that logo on the bridge so people know what they're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really excited about that possibility, having a really visible change in the middle of Moorhead that signifies that now there's another way to get from one place to another.
So we've, just to recap, we've got a few seconds left on the show, and I wanted to talk about, you guys have asked for some funding from different people, you know the plan, you know what you're going to have to do and the way that it goes forward. So when will you know if the money's coming, and when can you start?
That's a good question. I think we will know in June what the fiscal years look like from the city and the county, and then we'll have a pretty good idea. We're going to be keeping track of this on Facebook, how close we are to our goal. We're hoping to start some construction in the fall, and that would be really great. Of course, in Moorhead, most of the year you can walk on a trail outdoors. There are really only a few weeks of the year where it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the weather, so we're fortunate that way. And that's true about construction, too. So we're optimistic that by the fall we'll have something going. The bridge is the highest priority, so we hope at least we'll be able to put the bridge in and then go from there.
Wonderful. Well, once again, Dr. Scott Davison with the Daniel Boone Rails to Trails Project, thank you so much for being here. And that's all the time we have here on Open Mic. We'll see you next week.